Now I'm going down to my verse, if you don't mind. I'll pitch in it, verse 7. Now, 1 Thessalonians 4. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. A child of God cannot continue in sin. You know, the prodigal son may get in the pig pen. He won't live in the pig pen. For God hath not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. A child of God's indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and he can't live like that, because the Holy Spirit is a Holy Spirit. And the day's going to come when the child of God's going to long to live for God and long for holiness in his life. This is something that needs emphasizing today. You see, there's nothing that will affect your Christian life like looking for the imminent coming of Christ today. It's not a doctrine to argue. It's a doctrine to live by. Now we're told here, he therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. Now, we mention the fact that the Holy Spirit is the only means by which you can live for God. We have had that, by the way, in the study in Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit. That is a fruit of the Spirit, these things. And a child of God cannot engage in this type of thing. That's the work of the flesh. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. And then in the 8th of Romans, Paul makes it very clear for what the law could not do. Why? Is the law wrong? No, it's right. But man's wrong because of the weakness of the flesh. The problem is with man, not with the law. And man can attain to that level. How would he attain to this higher level? Well, only by the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit has been given to us. God has given to every believer. Now, that is not something you seek after you're saved. The moment you trust Christ, you're indwelt by the Spirit of God. Now, when Paul got over to Ephesus, he found out that these people were professing to be Christians. He saw that they weren't indwelt by the Spirit of God at all, and he asked them the question, and the question is this, by the way. When you were saved, were you indwelt by the Spirit of God? Did you receive the Holy Spirit? Well, they said, we haven't even heard about those things. Now, Paul preached the gospel to them because they had only heard the baptism of John, and then they were saved and received the Holy Spirit. You only receive the Holy Spirit when you're converted. When you come to Christ. Now, you may have many infillings after that. And we need a constant, I think, infilling of the Holy Spirit. But as far as receiving the Holy Spirit, being baptized with the Holy Spirit, he puts you in the body of believers to function. This is the way that you can attain this level he's presented here.